This episode contains content not recommended for children. Parental discretion is advised.
Welcome to Parenting. It's a podcast about kids that kids shouldn't listen to.
Welcome to the podcast. Hey. Thank you. Yeah. I'm Mark Adam.
I'm Katie G.
Katie G. In the house.
In the house. You're all welcome.
Yeah.
Get all zero this. Of you.
You have no idea what is happening here because we don't. So.
Nope.
I have a child. Her name is Amelia and she is 4 years old.
And she's adorable.
She is. She's the voice that you heard on the intro.
Yes.
Because we can't not use that.
You can't not use that.
She's one of the most adorable sounding people that you'll ever meet in life.
Absolutely.
She makes me cry laugh all the time by saying the most ridiculous stuff. And I think that's one of the best parts of being a parent. But 100%. Katie, explain your situation.
I have two step daughters, so they are 14 and 12, so quite older than Amelia.
Yes.
So we're on a different spectrum, I think. I've got almost two teenagers in the house.
That does not sound like any fun, even a little bit.
You know what? It's funny because I've been in their lives since they were 5 and 6, I think. So it's been a long time. So I was at the point where they were really little, but now it's funny how fast the time is gone and like how different they are, but they're still the same kids. They just drive you more crazy.
Well, yeah. Cause kids develop this way of like sussing out the situation and turning it to their advantage. And that's what they
100%.
Want.
100%.
Like, and so my little 4 year old is like, she's going to walk all over me later because she's tying me in knots as far as like control and manipulation and things like that. Mm-hmm. She'll just she has this negotiation tactic where like if I say no to something, she'll go, maybe we can do this instead, and I'm like, that's the thing I just said no to. Like, I don't understand.
It's like, I know you said no, however, yeah, I want you to say yes, and I'm going to look as cute as I can to get what I want.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and what I like about my daughter, that sounds so weird, but like one of the things I appreciate is that she doesn't often resort to crying to get what she wants, and I would like to think that that's because I have never given in to that.
Absolutely.
Like, I don't give in to, like, when she cries, we definitely aren't changing course,
perfect,
right?
Yeah.
Because, like, that's not the attitude that I want to reinforce. Mm-hmm. So if I say no and she cries, it's definitely staying
right.
No.
And she's obviously
but
learned
she's
that.
Figured out, yeah, and she's figured out these ways of, like, negotiating and, like, and she's 4 years old. Like, she just turned 4 in September. Like, she's 4 years old. But also her vocabulary is like, she's like a little mini adult. It's so funny.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's, I can't even imagine the teenage years. If you get two of those in your house, like, I can't even imagine the one that I have now being a teenager later with the manipulation skills she already has and the, like, her ability to, it's a terrifying prospect, to be honest.
It's, 100%. And it's funny, even though, like, when Rod and I started dating, I knew he had daughters. But you can never really be prepared to be a step-parent. Like, you kind of just go into it saying, I love him, I love the girls, and let's make this happen. And, you know, I don't know, it's kind of crazy. Like, in the beginning, it was like, I was 24, so I'm now 31. But I was 24, and I was like, I don't know how to adult myself, let alone help raise someone else's kids.
Listen, I'm 35 years old and I don't know how to adult. Right. Like, and not for lack of trying either, you know? It isn't, yeah. It isn't a, you know?
Yeah, adulting's like it's like a pass fail. Like, you're either killing it or you're screwing something up, but that's okay. Because everyone else is out there doing the same thing, just other people are more okay with talking about it. You know, some parents like to pretend like everything's perfect and they're perfect and their kids are perfect. But then there's the other parents out there that are just real and they don't, you know, they know that their kids are annoying sometimes. And
I say it all the time. Like I am super lucky. My daughter is one of the most adorable children ever. I'll go to the play place, like the play park or whatever. Yeah. And I'll just, like, why are all these little kids assholes? and then I'll be like, oh, right, that's just how kids are. Mine just isn't like that. I need to start counting more blessings. Because my kid, totally. I'm super lucky. And I get it. And I'm very happy about that. But at the same time, there are moments where I would like her, you know, you want to just shake them. You're just like, why would you do these things? And...
But that doesn't go away, though.
And they're learning.
Let me tell you.
No, and I don't expect it to. I remember how terrible I was to my parents, and I am so glad that karma has decided to stave off whatever comeuppance is headed my way, and not force it through my daughter, who is she's definitely developing a little attitude.
Of course.
But she's still like, please and thank you. Mm-hmm. And she's still like, you know, thanks for the chips, Papa. You want to share with me? You know, like she's still that, like she's still like courteous and thoughtful. And we're at that point where she just wants everybody else to be as happy as she is, which is great. However long that lasts,
I don't know, but you're obviously doing a good job though. Like that says a lot about you and probably her mom, which we have never met, but you know, that attributes a lot to how you're raising your kids, right?
Yeah, I mean, I'm doing what I can.
Exactly.
you know, and I'm also, like, I'm never ashamed to admit that it was not planned.
Yeah.
That's the other thing. A lot of people are like, you can't say that. You're like, she'll develop a complex later in life. And it's like, no. Just because that wasn't part of my life plan doesn't mean that I don't love her more than anything else on the earth. Right. You know? Like, it's...
Yeah, and it doesn't mean you regret it. Like, it's not... What, by saying that you didn't plan it doesn't mean you wish it didn't happen.
Right. Like, she's amazing. And I love her to death. In the good way. I wish you would die. Yeah. Like, I love... Yes, exactly, right? But now having a kid, I now understand where that statement comes from. Like, I love you to death. Oh, my God. Like,
I want to kill you sometimes, but I won't because you're so freaking cute.
Yeah, and it often comes up in conversation with me and other parents, like how, like, cuteness for a child is a defense mechanism so we don't murder them 100%. In their sleep. Like, right? That's where you get the batting eyes and they're like, I'm sorry. Yeah. And you're just like...
Damn it.
I won't kill you today. I guess you survive another one.
You know, it also applies to all those fur baby parents. Like, honestly, like, you've got... Some people have these terrors for kittens or puppies that just tear your house apart. And they're like, oh, look how cute they are. They're ruining everything. It's like you can relate it to, like, actual humans, too.
Yeah, I don't track with the pet thing. If a pet is destroying your home and unwilling to stop,
anything. Like, it's something you would correct. So it's like when they're out of line, you teach them. And that's what I mean. Like, there's those things where it's like, oh my God, I could just kill you. But instead you try and rectify what happened.
Yeah, animals aren't doing it to be cute, though. Like, kids recognize, I screwed up, put on the old cute face, so we're gonna live through this, you know?
Fair.
It is a bit of a defense mechanism.
100%, yeah.
So, I don't know.
And you gotta use it while you can.
And I don't know how far back into our evolution that goes.
You gotta use it while you can. I'm adorable, don't be mad at me.
Yeah. Yeah, that has not worked for me in several decades.
No.
No, I own a mirror. I know what is happening here. It's fine. I have to charm my way out of situations. Helps. Doesn't go that way. Well, yeah, especially in Winnipeg. People in Winnipeg are all about the beard. It's the weirdest thing.
People everywhere are all about the beard these days. It seems like just it's a thing.
Yeah, beards and dad bods are in. Yeah.
Adam's just like,
it's
yes.
So messed up. I like tripped into this. It's great. It was completely by accident. Because you don't put a lot of effort into getting a dad bod, and yet here we are.
No, exactly.
So.
Exactly.
Yeah, it was pretty good. And for a while there, I was very, very active in the gym. And, you know, I went from 265 pounds down to like 195 and built it back up properly to 210. And it was great. Wow. And it was like, yeah. And it was during that time that I learned that dad bods are in. And I'm like, why am I putting in all this effort? Like, I'm ruining it. Anyway, so it was, and for me, it was more about the fitness side of things and having my energy up and all that kind of stuff. So I could play with my daughter, and I wanted to play soccer. And now my knees are so bad, you know, I can't play soccer at that level anymore. So I'm just kind of like, dad bought it.
Yeah, you know, let's
literally settle into it. So it kind of works out.
It's funny because that doesn't really apply on the female end, I don't think. The mom bod.
No, like. Standards of the closest thing you can talk about is like how mom jeans are in.
I was just gonna say that the mom jeans is a thing.
Yeah,
but like that's about it. There's no like mom bod.
I don't like it at all, but it's in right now, so that's fine. Like, whatever.
Yeah, it's like
I would like jeans that simultaneously make my legs look shorter, my ankles look fatter, and my waist look way higher. Why?
I was just gonna say, I think the mom jeans are like the really high waisted, right?
Yeah, like excessive amounts of denim material, like up to past your belly button. Like,
right,
why?
But that was also a thing in the '80s. Like that wasn't even like a mom.
Yes,
jeans
and it
thing.
Was terrible then. Yeah. I don't understand. I don't get it.
I know, and Rod would 100% agree with you on that because he sees like we see like girls that are like Allison's age, who is 14, who wear. These high-waisted, like, shorts and jeans and stuff. I mean, right now, all of the rage is wearing, like, Lululemons and oversized sweaters and, you know, whatever other brand name things. As I say that, I'm like, wearing pretty much the same thing.
Well, right now, the whole, like, what's in is what's comfortable.
Yeah.
And that's cool. I get that. As long as it doesn't revert back to what it was in the 90s, which was pajama pants all the time. Mm-hmm.
He's going to save that for Walmart.
Well, listen, Lululemon saved us from that. I got to tell you, like, because, and tights as pants as well. Like, because people were wearing those $10 Walmart tights where, like, everything was see-through.
Yeah.
And you got, those are not pants, lady. Like.
They're sheer.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like, they're not see-through when you're not in them. And then you stuff your ass into them. And guess what happens? We can see your polka dot underwear.
Nobody needs to see that.
I don't get the appeal. Like, why would you do that to yourself, exactly. Let alone to me, the person walking past you? Like, that just seems mean.
Fair enough.
There was some really weird stuff going on in the news for kids the last few days. There was a... Here in Winnipeg. First of all, folks, she's in Halifax.
Oh, yeah.
And I wish I was in Halifax, but I'm in Winnipeg instead.
I'm actually in Tantallon, but we say Halifax because no one knows what Tantallon is.
Yeah, well, Tantallon is like a 10-minute drive. It's essentially part of the Halifax Regional Municipality, which has been rebranded Halifax. So, I mean, without getting all like geographically political, you technically are a Haligonian at this point. Just
fair.
Just the record.
Basically, I'm a Eastern Europe. West than me.
Yes, and it's funny because I am almost in the geographical center of the country, and it's super funny because people will say, like, you know, Thunder Bay, Ontario, and they're like, oh yeah, down east, and I'm like, nope, it's the middle of the friggin' country, you idiots. So, like, you almost can't get more central, like. Okay. And, but it's funny because my brain considers Winnipeg the West.
Yes. And so does mine. When I think of Winnipeg, I think West.
Yes, because it's very west of where we're from. However, it is in the dead center of the country. Like, I think 60 kilometers to the east of here is the actual center of Canada as far as, like, east to west goes.
Right.
Like, it's the that line of... Pardon me.
Stop dying.
I'm going to get a cup of tea.
We have to make it through this available. First episode.
Yeah, no, I don't want to live. Anyway, so... you talk about this for half a second. I'm going to read the headline. I'm going to go get a cup of tea and you chat about this for half a second. Because this is really great. Angry parents call for removal of offensive sign near a school.
Right.
So, basically here in Winnipeg, there was a school where the parents were like using a business beside the school's private property to drop their children off. And they were parking there and they were causing like, near miss car accidents all the time for the last several years. And after lobbying and doing everything possible to have this stop, the business owner finally posted a sign that said, not a drop off zone. And it said underneath, children left here will be eaten. And, some parents got right some upset. They did.
I'm sure.
And,
they did.
They were not, they're, in my opinion, they're not in the right. But anyway, I'm going to let you chat about that for 2 seconds. I'm just going to pour this tea up.
Okay. I will be here with all of our listeners.
Yes. That is like 3 seconds. Okay. Hold on.
Okay. You go do your thing. All right, guys. So I've also read about this story recently about this sign. And so obviously there were some parents who were not thrilled with the fact that someone would put a sign up saying that their kids would be eaten. So clearly, to me, this would be highly sarcastic. So the owner of this property clearly was trying to get the attention because whatever they were doing before wasn't working. So they tried to do things like, hey, don't drop your kids here. It's dangerous. But then... you know, so they put up this ridiculous sign. Like, just, it is ridiculous. So to be actually genuinely offended or upset is hilarious to most people, I think.
Absolutely. And here's the other cool thing on the other side is that I met a guy who works at that business. And I guess what happened was the owner... when he was laughing because he's like, oh, I haven't been in school in forever. I still get called into the principal's office. So he went to the principal's office and he was talking to the administration. Mm-hmm. And he was like, why can't they just drop them off on the other side of this fence right here? And they were like, well, that's our staff parking. And he goes, wait, so your staff, we can't interrupt, but they can come into my private property and interrupt where my staff and my customers can park? Anyway, it was just the most ridiculous thing. Anyway, I love the sign. I love
okay,
it.
Okay, so I also read, they covered up the eaten part? They like said they...
No, they covered up the children part. It just says, left here will be eaten. That's all it says. It was just the word children. They blacked out with electrical tape. It's the most ridiculous thing. It's so funny.
Anyway, so what's come of that? Have they taken down the sign?
And I think that these... No, the sign's still up.
Okay.
Like, this is, like, weeks going on now.
Right.
The sign's still up. And I honestly think it should stay up, and I think it should be the whole thing. I think it's hilarious, and I think that any parent that got offended by it needs to reevaluate their mental capacity.
Yes.
And their own sense of humor. Mm-hmm. I mean, anybody who thinks, like, oh, my God, they're really going to eat my kids? Yeah. Like, anybody who thinks that, like, you're broken.
Yes.
Like, yeah,
but this is 2018. It's the year to be offended.
Oh my God, the butthurt brigade is on full alert this year. And I mean, it's been bad getting up to this year. Yeah. It is unprecedented this year with the whole millennial butthurt.
It's unreal.
It is silly, is what it is.
And it's like there was always these people before, like, that we I've I'm sure you know people, you've worked with people, you've been around people who get offended by the most ridiculous things. And that's always been a thing. And I think you, you know, worked in service industry, and so did I. So you come across a lot of different people.
I'm still in the service industry.
Yeah. Oh, right. That's right.
Yeah, I'm working fine dining.
Fine dining. Yeah. I recently left the service industry in April, which I'm super pumped about. I loved it, but
You're all about being a paralegal now?
All about paralegal in it now. Okay, cat.
My cat is all up in my business right now. I don't know what his deal is. I fed you already. What else can I do for you? What do you want? Companionship on demand? Really? You goofball. I'm just so hanging out talking to Katie G and the peoples.
Right?
Ow. You meow funny, too.
I'm assuming that was your meow.
No, that's him.
Really?
Yeah.
Get
listen,
out.
Listen. Oh.
Oh, he's gone.
No, he's gone. Okay.
No,
he has
for
a crazy. He's a purebred Bengal. He's got like the craziest meow. It's the like it's like intense and loud and uninterruptible.
Right.
Like once he gets going, if he decides he's just going to meow at you, you're just like figure out what he wants because it's not going to stop. It's worse than a kid sometimes.
I was just gonna say, is that what's like?
At least with Amelia, I can be like, okay, stop, breathe. What is it that you want?
Yeah.
Papa, I just want. Can we just? Can I stop?
Let's breathe. Form a sentence.
Yeah. Think about what you want to say. Mm-hmm. Okay, I know what I want to say now. Okay, so go ahead. Can I ask you a favor? I'm like, no. Just ask the thing. Like, stop. I'm trying to stop this whole, like, Papa, I have a question. Mm-hmm. Or, Papa, can I ask you a question? Mm-hmm. It's like, no, just ask the question. You've already, like, asking, like, can I ask you a question is a question. And by default, you've already broken the loop of time.
Exactly.
That we could have had this question asked. Anyway, but I'm trying to teach her that. When she knows that the answer could possibly be no, mm-hmm. she's just trying to ease it in there.
100%. And that doesn't go either. So, because the girls, every now and then, it'll be, because our kids, my kids, whatever, they're at the I'm all about technology age, right? They've got cell phones, they've got this some social media, and it's when they get home, it's like they go into this trance of I'm going into my phone and I'm not coming out until I really have to pee. Though. Or I am starving to death.
But I mean, isn't that great that they come home and it's just like silence?
Well, I guess there's some
having teenagers and a quiet home sounds like a thing that just doesn't happen.
Right,
but so what if I you guess... can achieve that through technology, I say, drug them with cell phones. Like I don't know.
I get it, but then I guess the point I was trying to get to with that is with the asking questions for things. So it's like they'll be in the room and it's like quiet and it's kind of nice. And I kind of check in on them like, hey, is it going? But, you know, we'll be doing our thing or whatever. And all of a sudden, like one of them will come out and sit on the couch next to us and be like, just hanging out. And we're like, hey, what's up? Like, hey. And I'm like... And then it's like...
We know what this is.
Exactly. I know what you're doing. I'm just waiting for you to ask me the question.
Oh, no. They're on to me.
It's like you couldn't make it more obvious. So, you know, it's the sitting there and then like, oh, you know, just like whatever. And then it's like, oh, so I was talking to Emily today. I'm like, oh, yeah, how's Emily? She's good. So I was wondering... Could you possibly drive me there and then also pick us up here and then like this continual, but it's so funny. They won't just come out and ask.
No, I don't know what it is. Like, it's like asking for a favor, means that you'll owe back. But if you ease it in, it's like, it's free. Like it's this weird.
Or we'll say yes.
And I don't know if I did that. And maybe my mom, if she's listening to this podcast, which she probably will, she listens to all the things I do, which is not what I recommend because I swear a lot and I
love. Hi, Chris, anyway, if you're listening.
I love that she supports me. I love it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I love that she supports me. But
one thing I was thinking.
She can tell me if I ever did that.
And you know what? She should tell us. Because I think what would be a great thing with our podcast going forward is people leaving us comments or sending us emails and say, hey, you know, whether it's our parents, which, you know, I expect dad probably will be on here. My mom doesn't really have social media or anything. So, but I'm sure dad would have a story or two about how amazing I was.
Yeah, no shit. Of course. Yeah. Of course. There's also, I mean, we could do a whole section of like reading people's emails called solicited advice, because it wouldn't, at that point, it wouldn't be unsolicited. Yeah. But as long as people writing into us realize that we're making it up as we go.
Yeah.
And if you're a parent, you totally already get that. Like there's no preformed plan of like, especially again, I go back to like, I didn't plan to have a kid. Mm-hmm. This was not something I was preparing my life for.
Right.
And now I'm trying to be the best father that I can be to this adorable little sweet child. Speaking of which, she got her dance, like her ballet report card today. God. Yeah. She got excellent across the board and she got comments like, what a leader and
amazing.
Like, she's a great dancer and this and that. And like, I was just like, and I was like, gosh, she wasn't even here. Her mom took her to dance this morning and sent me the picture of it. Right. And she wasn't even in the building. And I was like gushing over this kid. And I'm just like, what is wrong with me? This was not part of the plan. anyway. So, I don't know. I forget what I was talking about.
Sorry. We're just going to wing it.
Got distracted by how cute she was.
You know, what's funny, just talking about those proud parent moments. It's funny because I have different conversations with people because I don't have my own kids, but I feel as though the girls are my own in a way. I treat them, I think, as if I would if I had my own kids. But there were those couple of moments when they were younger, when they were in like the dancing and all of those things. And I went to my first, I don't know if you call it recital or whatever, performance.
Yep.
And Allie was doing this acro dance thing, and she, you know, there was a whole performance. So the older kids kind of did some stuff, and then the younger ones would come in and do their routine. And we were sitting there just, you know, watching it. It was me, Rod. I think his parents were probably there. And I'm sitting there, and Allison comes out, and tears immediately. Like, I don't know. I was like, oh my God, look at her. She's doing so great. Like, I don't know who I was in that moment, but it was ridiculous.
Yeah. Yeah. No, my daughter's first recital was last year. When, you know, a 3-year-old dancing on a stage is more magical and hilarious than tear inducing to me. I could be wrong, but it was amazing. Like, they have this thing where they were like dancing around like fairies and like, so, but then my daughter, of course, like, instead of like nice and in like small little circles, she like puts her arms wide like she's a jumbo jet and runs full tilt all the way around the outside of everybody multiple times instead of like the little like circles that we're supposed to do, right? She's just like full on, all the full encompassing run, and I'm just like,
that's
one mine. Yeah. It was awesome, but it was just like, that was the moment I was just like, yeah, that's my kid. Like, the instructions were such, and I thought better of it, and here is what I did instead. Yeah. Mom, if you're listening, I'm really sorry at this point for what I put you through when I was a kid.
You know what? Mom and I actually have this conversation on multiple occasions. And so I'll go up and visit, and if I stay the night, we'll have a couple of drinks, and we'll stay up and chat. And without a doubt, every time, I'd be like, oh my God, remember the time that I was such an asshole? I'm really sorry.
And she was like, which time?
Exactly. And so we'll joke about it now, which is really great. So there were those times when I was a teenager and I was in my room and Mom would knock on the door and she's like, I just want to talk to you. And I'm like, okay, well, just say what you want to say. And she's like, well, can you open the door? I'm like, why? Like, so angsty and angry for no reason.
Yeah, just bitter for no reason. Oh, super funny. Anyway, so I guess what it comes back to, because we got off on this tangent, but the story we were talking about was the sign. I don't know how we ended up
here. I don't know.
We're this, by the way, listeners, this is going to be a podcast where left turns, we just stay turned left. We won't necessarily go back to what was we were talking about. We will try.
No, and if you have questions guarantees. Or want more clarity, none. Just leave us a message. Tweet us. We have Instagram, yeah. Facebook.
Listen, on Twitter, it's at ParentingPod. On Instagram, it's at ParentingPodcast. On Facebook, it's just facebook.com/
yes.
Parenting, right? So it's all Parenting, Parenting.
Just throw a rant right in the middle of parenting.
Yes, because that is exactly how my life feels, even when I'm not doing a podcast. It just feels like same. I'm ranting all the time. Yeah.
Okay, so...
it's just super funny.
Oh, totally. And I think you...
Okay, wait, I have to...
Okay, read
to,
your thing. Read what, your thing.
So, oh, what's that? Oh, yeah, no, I'm going to read this. Okay, yeah, also, yeah, yo, we're super organized. A business beside Marion School posted the warning... to deter people from our parents from entering the parking lot. And we got the parents. Parents, it kind of shook me to think that an adult put that sign there.
So it would have been okay if a kid did.
Like, what? No, it's just like, what is it? Putting a piece of tape on it is not going to do anything. We need to take the sign down and get rid of it and then apologize. We expect this behavior from children, but we would definitely not. We would definitely not take this from an adult. Are we going to find this sign offensive or just slough it off and say, oh, hey, that's okay. Yeah, that's exactly what the fuck you do, you dumbass.
What you need to do is fuck off with your nonsense. Drop your kids in a safe spot and just be done with it.
Okay, so Christian Michalik, acting superintendent at mm-hmm. Louis Riel's school division, says he feels the business owner sent the wrong message and that the division is willing to help resolve the issue. In an ideal world, this sign would not be up, he said. I feel this is more than just a sign. I don't think the sign is the solution. I think not parking on private property is the fucking solution. And if you're one of those idiot, selfish parents that thinks, well, where am I going to drop my kid off? Like you wait in line like every other fucking parent and drop your kid off. Like, suck it up and drop your kid off where you're supposed to. It just drives me mental when people are like, are you offended because... they're not allowing you to use their private property as you see fit? Is that what you're offended by? Or did you legitimately think they were going to eat your children? Like, it's one or the other. That's the only reason you can be upset. 100%. I'm offended because they won't let me mm-hmm. use their property for personal use as I see fit.
So basically, I've been doing this and I don't want to have to deter my routine in the morning to drop them somewhere else or wait.
Yeah, I don't want to be inconvenienced. And that's...
because you know what, that goes with everybody on the road. They're like, everyone's more important. I've got things to do. I have somewhere to be. We all fucking have somewhere to be. That's why we're in our car going somewhere. Like, we're not just driving around going, I love driving, just hanging out.
It's in this era where everybody's offended by everything, though. Like, I was looking at this and I'm like, which part of this could you be offended by? Like, what part of it is offensive? Which part? Because you know it's so blatantly obvious a satirical joke, and to think that it's real makes you a psycho, and to be upset because they won't let you use their private property makes you a selfish dickhead.
Right.
So, which one are you? Are you a psycho or a selfish dickhead? Oh, you're neither of those? Then shut the fuck up.
Right. And go on with your day.
Like, yeah. Like. Anyway, that's I don't know. That's. For me, see, I listen to a lot of the Bill Burr podcast, and that's like a trigger. He's for me, I just feel that I don't want my kid to be eaten. You know, just got like anyway, whatever.
I hear you.
Okay, we can move on now. I'm done talking about. By the way, her name was Gems Gale.
Gems Gale. Oh, I don't like that. Yeah. She has last name as me.
I know. I was.
Is it spelled the same?
No, it's Dale.
Oh, Dale.
Yeah, Gems Dale.
Oh, okay. I thought you said. Okay, well now I don't care.
But yeah, and it's like her name is in the news now, so we can talk about her as a person. Oh, but okay. I think that her, I don't know her as a human being, but I think that her opinion on this is dumb. I just, my opinion is that she is reacting poorly. That's my opinion.
And you know,
the fact of the matter is that it's private property and you shouldn't be able to park there. The fact mm-hmm. of the matter is you need to adjust your morning routine.
Exactly.
And your opinion is that you don't want to.
Right, exactly.
Right?
That's the thing. It's an inconvenience thing, like you said. It's because I don't want to have to change my routine in order to comply with your rules, which have, it's private property, like you said. Don't fucking park there and don't drop your kids there. It's simple.
Right? Like, just suck it up. Stop being a weirdo.
Right?
You had posted something else to our Facebook page. By the way, follow us on Parenting on Facebook, right?
Yes.
Because that's where we post a lot of stuff there. We'll post some stuff on Twitter. There'll be Instagram photos, I'm sure.
Yeah.
But the... Okay. An elementary school principal in Nebraska has banned candy canes from classrooms because the shape is a J for Jesus. Do you agree with this or not? First of all, I do not agree that it's a J for Jesus. A shepherd's crook has always been that shape.
Yes.
And it was later that Jesus came around after the crook was invented. And how else are you supposed to hang these? And they're called candy canes. What shape is a cane?
Exactly.
Right? Exactly. Right? It's an actual cane. Mm-hmm. If you drop it and it flips upside down, pick up the old person.
Yeah.
It's not a J. It's their fucking cane. They fell down. Help them
so
up.
So you say, here, ma'am or sir, here's your J for Jesus.
Yeah. I'm not helping that person up. They're a Christian. Yeah. Like,
but that was my thing. When I first saw that, I was like, okay, well, what about with people with actual canes? Like, cane is a cane.
It's in the name. It's in the name. It's a candy cane.
Exactly.
It's a cane.
It's not a candy J.
Have you not seen Shrek? The gingerbread man, when he has his leg taken off, he uses a candy cane.
Exactly.
Right?
You can't be offended by Shrek. Come for me. You can't.
Come at me, bro.
Come at me. Agree. I thought that was so ridiculous.
Who says that?
I don't know, kids.
I thought come for me was ridiculous, too. I don't know why. It's come at me, bro.
Come at me, bro.
That's this. I don't know. Get with it. Jesus, aren't you supposed to be the young hip
one
on this
show? There's some things that the kids say that I'm like, what?
Oh my God, you're so old. What the kids
say? Shut up! I meant what my kids say, not the kids.
Katie, what are you doing?
No, not the kids.
What are the kids saying these days?
I hate you.
Yeah, I know.
Okay.
It's
what I meant was there's these sayings or whatever that our girls say that...
Yes. The children in your charge...
Exactly.
Yes, the ones you are responsible for, say.
Partly.
Specifically.
Responsible for, which is also scary. But yes, anyway, I saw that come up on my feed. I think it was from one of the radio stations, local radio stations. It was like 103.5.
Hot Country, 103.5.
There you go. That's the one.
So that was my radio voice, by the way.
I like that, actually.
Hot Country, 103.5.
You got a good radio voice.
Yeah, if I fake it up, it becomes real cheesy. Right? Hot topic. An elementary school in learn how to read. An elementary school principal in Nebraska has banned candy canes from classrooms because the shape is a J for Jesus. Do you agree with this or not? Coming up at 5.
What I should have done is actually went back to that page and see what the comments were. Because I posted it on our Facebook, but I think we're still new and there's not a lot of people
seeing
it.
Right,
there's
now.
Not a lot there yet.
I can tell you right now, they're candy, quote, canes, so they're shaped like a cane. People need to give their head a shake. I'm so sick of hearing people being offended by everything. Grow up. Stop trying to change all the traditions. No. Go back. Forget, like, stop bringing Jesus into the argument. It's not part, sorry, this is not me reading, this is me saying. Candy canes have nothing to do with Jesus. Christmas, honestly, at its core,
has nothing to do with
Jesus.
Right.
It is a pagan holiday that they usurped for the purposes of turn like getting pagans to become Christians. It like anyway, we can whatever. I don't want to get into it. It's the holidays. I love the holidays.
Yes, me too.
What I should do is post a picture of my little mini Christmas tree that Amelia picked out herself. I am not a Grinch, and people think that I'm a Grinch, but I'm just like, no, Christmas starts December 1st, though. Like, I don't want to hear Christmas music in the mall until December 1st. December 1st to December 31st, play it all. I love it.
Yeah.
Baby, it's cold out. Ooh, sorry, triggered.
Oh, that's offended. No, I'm offended.
Yeah, no, I'm offended. Yeah, so.
I don't know if you guys everyone obviously knows about this whole, just 2018 being offended, but that particular song. But there was a gentleman, I'll have to find it and maybe put it on our Facebook page.
The English teacher that broke out, like, what the fuck it means?
I think so. Yeah, and it was amazing.
There was an English teacher that broke it down that was like, it comes from an era where women were repressed and this was her doing what she wanted to, even though society said she shouldn't. So it was her owning her sexuality. It isn't about her being raped by some guy. It's about her owning and like giving in what at the time was the most societally acceptable way. Like, at least I'm going to say that I tried.
Yeah.
Right? That line, like, she has to put on the pretense of not wanting to do it. Otherwise, she'll be branded a whore. So, in a time of sexual repression. Yeah, anyway,
we'll,
I don't want to
save that
it,
for another time.
We could just not talk about it. We don't have to acknowledge everything that the butthurt people say.
That's true. I'm just looking at some of the comments from the Candy Cane post. But a lot of them are very wordy.
Yeah.
So we'll just...
There has to be an amoeba attacking people's brains. I love that. What is this world coming to? Like, it's just people just, like, throwing their hands up in the air, essentially, most of the comments. People are so sensitive. It's unbelievable. Nothing wrong with candy canes. I'm a Christian and never thought of it that way. Pretty, if you ask me.
Right.
What?
I mean, it's...
You know what I like? I like grammar and sentence syntax. And, the Candy Cane Gospel.
What?
Awesome. I just found a picture. It's the Candy Cane Gospel. Letter J. Jesus Christ is the promised Savior. Red stripes. Christ's blood was shed for us on the cross. Shepherd's staff. Jesus is the good shepherd and his sheep hear and follow his voice. White candy. Our sins will be washed away by the sacrifice of a sinless Savior. How about bullshit to all of that? Barbers have a white and red sign because they used to cut people and make them bleed. That doesn't make it a Christian symbol. Right? A cane, you can't hang it on anything if it doesn't have a crook shape.
Which is the whole point. You hang, I don't know if you guys do, but we usually put some on our tree. So you just hang
it
on it.
As you should. I don't because my daughter
would. I was going to ask you about the whole decorating the tree. Did Amelia love that? Like, does she love that part? Like,
she did the whole thing. Okay, so here's our Christmas tree story. Okay, I live in an apartment building, so I can't have a real tree. So I was going to get a fake tree, and I had one last year, but I broke it when I was putting it away. It was my own fault. Whatever. It cost me $40 at Walmart. I didn't care. I was like, you know what? I was trying to put it away, and I'll save this for next year. What a great tree. Snap. Oh, balls. So I went back to Walmart this year with Amelia, and I let her pick out the tree. And they have all the display model trees out, and then you just pick the one you want. So she picks this one that's like 3.5 feet tall, right? It's this little itty-bitty, not like Charlie Brown. It isn't sickly looking, but it's like, it's just this tiny little tree, super condensed little branches. And it's just like this. I'm going to post a picture of it on the, on the Facebook page. Or maybe I'll put it on our Instagram page.
Put it on all of them. Merry Christmas, everybody.
I'll put it on the Instagram page. Merry Christmas on every platform of social media. Anyway. So she picks the thing and, she's super pumped. And her big thing is, I can reach the top so I can put the star on.
I love it.
That was her thing. Like, she wanted to put the star on. And she didn't want Papa to pick her up. She didn't want me to, like, lift
her. She's an independent woman and don't need no man.
And I don't need no man. Yeah. Fuck. get out of here.
I'll see myself out.
So anyway, thanks for that. Bye. So we get this thing home. We set it up and we went to the dollar store and I let her pick out like two or three boxes of ornaments. Right. Cause I mean, it's a $40 Walmart tree. I'm not going to buy like $100 ornaments and shit. So we went to the dollar store.
You have a cat and a child.
As you do.
Things are going to bounce. They're going to break.
Yeah. It's not going to survive. But I let her pick out one of the ornaments that has, like, it's this big one. And I was like, did you want Frozen, Ninja Turtles, or Paw Patrol? And it's like this big one with like, it's got candy and stuff inside, but she does not know that. So, cause she can't read, she's four. So yeah. So she's going to be super excited when I'm like, hey, we should crack that open. She's going to be like, what? Cause she almost got it open. She's like, Papa, there's tape on this. And she's starting to tape the tape off. I'm like, no, leave the tape on. It's holding it together. You know, you're going to ruin the structural integrity.
It's the dollar store. We need to have tape.
So yeah. Yeah. So anyway, so we bought, but she decorated the whole tree herself. She put every ornament on. But the very first thing she did was she took all the ornaments back off and put them back on and took them off and put them back on and took them off. And then she puts them in her little purse and she says, Papa, I'm going to pretend to go to my friend's house. And then she goes to her friend's house. Hi, friend. I'm here to decorate your tree. And she pulls them all out of this like little fake purse she has and like decorates the tree. And she goes, well, we better go decorate my house now. And then she takes
them. Oh, my God. I love that.
Now we're going to decorate. Yeah. And man, I did not know that buying her a Christmas tree her size and ornaments from the dollar store would take up like hours and hours of playtime. Like,
that's amazing.
It's nuts. Like, kids will entertain themselves with all this stuff, but you know, in this era where like she loves her her tablet, right? And I'm like, this is how much tablet time you have. And then when the timer goes off, she knows, Papa, I want to keep watching. Nope.
Yeah.
Okay. But I'm gonna be bored. It's like you have 1,000 toys. Like, anyway, she's not spoiled for choice. She is spoiled. Right. She's not spoiled for choice. So anyway, she just loves this little tree and it's so fun to me. And we got this little like glittery star on the top. And when she put it on, she had like blue glitter all over herself. And I was trying to have a glitter-free Christmas because last Christmas I couldn't get the glitter out of anything.
Yeah. So, and you can't ever.
No.
Glitter is there to stay.
Yes. It's like napalm. It's not coming off.
Yes.
Unless you remove the skin, you know?
Yeah. Well, we just got our tree today.
Yeah.
Normally we take the kids to go pick it out. And we were kind of late getting it this year, but the last couple of years, every time we go to like pick it out or even decorate it, it's like they lose interest so quickly. Like it's not like a magical thing. Like when they were little, that's why I asked because
yeah.
We're going to get it set up probably tomorrow, and the girls come back.
Yeah.
They're with us a week, and then they're with their mom a week, so it's a week on, week off. So we get them back on Monday, and then we actually have them for Christmas, so we alternate Christmases. So if we have them 1 year, then she has them the next year, and it just kind of goes back and forth like that. We were going to save the decorating for when the kids are here. But the last like 2 years now, we've waited and it either ends up in an argument or they lose interest and just stand around and don't do anything. and then Rod ended up doing it ourselves. And it kind of sucked, you know, because it's like a really exciting, I really love Christmas. It's about family. Yeah.
And you're trying to include
exactly.
them, right?
It's like,
you're
okay.
trying to get them involved.
Let's
you're trying to include
do
them.
Do this together. This is what it's for. This is the whole point.
Yeah.
Is to like do this together.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so now that
they're
that's frustrating.
At a different age, it's kind of like they do care, but they don't at the same time.
Yeah. I mean for Amelia right now, everything is magical.
Yes.
Like just everything.
Yeah, and
it's
I miss
all
that.
All magical.
I miss that a lot.
Yeah,
I mean, there's like other great things that come with them getting older. I mean, having different conversations with them and whatnot. But
talking to them like they're actually an adult because they're pretty much like you have to train them to be one of those. And please don't train them to be the butthurt Gen.
I mean, I'll do my best.
That generation needs to not be a thing.
Yes. I agree. Oh, anyway, so I'm kind of almost dreading it, to be honest with you, which kind of sucks. Because I was really looking forward. I'm like, oh, how's this going to go this year? So it's, you know, we try to do the
maybe sit them down and be like, listen, we want this to be a family thing. Mm-hmm. Please get involved. If not, we're just not going to have a tree next year.
Yeah.
No presents. No. If you're not interested, that's fine. No presents, no Christmas, no nothing. Like, it's fine. It's way cheaper that way.
Yeah.
Right? So just threaten the opposite. Right?
Right.
Because you know secretly they love that shit.
Totally.
But they have to have this teenager facade of like, I don't care if you
I'm too cool for this now.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah,
I know. And that's the sucky part. Because it's like, I know they care. And I know that they love it. Because I see it on their faces. Yeah.
Well then fuck them, a little bastards. No, I'm just kidding. I'm mostly kidding.
No, but open for suggestion. Because we try to do the whole get them involved and, you know, putting the lights on, we do that because that's the most fucking infuriating thing about putting up a Christmas tree, in my opinion.
Here's the other thing. I bought a Christmas tree. There were two of them side by side that were identical. One had lights built in, one didn't. And I was like, let's get the one with the lights on it.
Heck
and
yes.
She's like, what color are the lights? And I'm like, they can either be white or they can be all multicolored or they can bounce back and forth from one to the other. And she's like, let's do that.
That's magical.
Yeah. It's magic.
Yes.
So there's this button she can push that changes like from like white to colored to bouncing back and forth to fading in and out, nice. Like on and off. And she's just like, she loves that thing. So it's part of her games. I just let her play.
Yeah, totally. Right?
It's awesome.
That's amazing. So, I miss that.
It's very exciting.
I miss them being little and loving Christmas. I mean, I know they do, but it's just different.
Yeah, true, true. The Christmas thing is expensive, hey?
Yeah.
Like, okay, with limited funds, mm-hmm. like, I guess I'm asking for advice from you and from any listeners out there. How do I stretch my dollar the most? Okay, I bought a $40 Christmas tree from Walmart and I bought a whole bunch of like dollar store light strings and all of them work.
Yeah.
Magically. Speaking of magic.
It's magic.
It's insane to buy. I bought like six light strings from the dollar store and all of them worked. I always expect two of them not to work. That's why I end up buying six instead of four.
Ooh.
But I bought these little like Christmas tree, like my I can't decorate the place the way I want to. It's an apartment building. It's, you know what I mean? And I'm limited for space and this and that. But, like, how do I stretch those dollars? Because I am having a financial struggle right now.
Yeah.
And it's Christmas. And trying to pay the bills and keep the lights on and, you know, have food for Amelia to eat. Because, I don't know, she likes to eat food. It's this weird thing.
It's weird,
that she does.
Yeah.
I know. It's nuts.
Yeah.
But, like, I'm looking for some solicited advice on how to stretch my dollars, because mm-hmm. she's 4 years old. She already has a ton of toys. I don't know.
You know what? One thing I will say for her age, I think because you're looking to obviously save money where you can. So for me, when I'm thinking about it, when they're that little, like you said, everything's magical. You could go to the dollar store, like you said, and get these things, and she's fucking thrilled. And try and hang on to that, because you can do, like, you're an adult, so you have different expectations. She doesn't. Like, she is just happy with whatever. She's happy to be with you. She loves her tree. Like, you know, it's like just kind of like take those moments of being simplified. Like, don't try and overdo it. Don't put stress. I mean, we all stress. But, like, try not to stress yourself out, because it's supposed to be a really fun, magical time. And so she's at the perfect age for that. Like, she doesn't have any expectations of, there better be an iPhone under that tree for me.
Oh, my God.
Oh, you know, so, like, that would be my... Oh, like, I don't know. I don't know if it's advice, but just, you know, to put less pressure on yourself is all I'm saying.
That's fair. I just, it isn't like, it isn't like I think she needs to have all the things. She has a shit ton of toys. Yeah. She already has like buckets and buckets of toys, and the buckets are all overflowing. Mm-hmm. Right? So like having the amount of toys in the house is not a problem. But I just want her to really enjoy the day. And she's going to have a bunch of presents at her mom's, with her mom's family. Like her mom and her entire mom's family, like they're all here. Her mom has 5 sisters and a brother, parents, aunts, uncles, the whole thing. That's why we ended up moving to Winnipeg in the first place, was for her support system. And the plan was to move back, but then we, you know,
life happens.
Adults, you'll get it. Like we break up and you know, now I just live in Winnipeg. Anyway, that's not part of this podcast. We're not going to get into that. But, now, I mean, like, I want her just to really love the day. And I don't think that's too much to ask.
And I don't think it would take too much to accomplish that. I guess that was kind of my point. She's at that perfect age.
Yeah. I want her to have she's so sweet and so lovable, and she deserves to have the best Christmas. And
you know what? When she's with you and she's with her mom and family, that's having the best Christmas. It sounds so fucking cheesy. God damn it. Get me the hell out of here. Honestly though.
you just turned into a Hallmark card.
Right? Can I get like a sponsorship or something? I doubt just take it. The curse words out.
Enjoy your fucking Christmas.
We'll put a candy cane over it.
Holidays, happy fucking holidays. We're gonna write our own tunes.
I don't know. You know what? All those, you know, couple of people out here listening right now, you know, throw us some suggestions. Yeah. Give us some tips.
Yes.
You know, we need the fucking help.
Also, I mean, we're coming up on an hour here. We should probably wrap her up fairly soon. But we're Santa Claus, real or not real? That was a question, I think, on the Twitter. Was it on our Twitter? Do you subscribe to allowing your children to believe in this fat man that brings them presents? Or, you know what I mean? Because I'm actually legit curious, so.
We did. Like, the girls are now at the age where they don't believe anymore.
Yeah, obviously.
Just because, you know, they're in grade 7 and grade 9. I don't know. They get to that age where they just eventually don't. But we did when they were little. We always, you know, Santa would have a couple of gifts. But it was never anything crazy. Because if we were going to go out and spend our money, we want the fucking recognition.
Right? Like,
I bought that for you.
Why does a fat man get the credit? That makes no
exactly.
sense.
Exactly.
Magical creatures, get the fuck out of here.
Exactly.
Where is it? The question was, who out there tells their kids Santa's real? Who tells them he's super fun but make-believe? So it'd be nice to get some answers to that. That's on our Twitter. If you're not Twitter people, you can definitely put a post on our Facebook page or comment on my Christmas tree photo when Which I post that on our Instagram. Because I'm going to take that and post that right away. That said, I think that wraps us up. Is there anything else you wanted to add today, KDG?
You know what? I found this, it was a group of tweets. It was basically parenting pro tips. So it was a bunch of parents who have tweeted things about, you know, here's a pro tip. So I thought maybe for the end, we would just kind of do maybe a couple of these, kind of try and get some fun out of all of us not knowing what the hell we're doing. There's a couple. So one of them, which I thought was just really funny, it was very simple. It just says parenting tip, wine.
That's you know what? But you can sub that for rum.
Sub
bourbon,
that for any alcoholic
beer.
Beverage.
Yeah. Just liquor.
Yeah.
Liquor.
So I thought that was pretty good.
Yeah, that's a good one. I subscribe to that. Yes.
Yeah. I'm all about it. Another one, it's actually, I should say who tweeted these actually.
Yes. Yeah. Not give the shout outs, obviously.
The one I just said, the parenting tip wine, that was at Frozen Size.
Okay.
Yep. Another one here is, sorry, I'm just scrolling at these. This one applies to me. as a parent of teenagers, and I guess little ones who are also on the social medias or the electronics. This one's from @RealJules, and it says, a little parenting tip. If you don't know where your children are in the house, turn off the internet and watch them magically appear.
Yeah.
That was pretty good.
That would work for my daughter, because she has it, like I said, she has her tablet time, right?
Yeah.
I always know where she is. She's four, and there's only me and her. Like, I don't have to track her down. Yeah.
Right.
But, yeah. But she has her little tablet time, and she loves YouTube Kids, and if I turned off the internet, she would just, Papa, Papa, it's broken. Papa, Papa.
Yes.
Papa, fix it. The timer didn't go off. I'm not done yet.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll do one more, and we can wrap this up.
Okay.
So this one's @smiley_gal, and it says, parenting tip, no good ever comes from a toddler sitting naked on a couch.
That is the truest thing I've ever heard.
So there's, pro tips. Pro parenting tips, right there.
There's no way that ends well.
No. Agreed. So I will continue to find those, because I find them very hilarious.
No, we should end all of our episodes with like 3 parenting pro tips.
Yeah, sounds great. You guys tweet them at us, send them to us. If you have your own tips, send them our way, and we'll read them out.
Yeah, man. Perfect. Awesome. So this was the first inaugural episode of Parenting.
We did it!
Yeah, you went dada!
We did it! You're doing great, sweetie.
Was that for me? Was that encouragement for me? Yeah. I don't understand.
I don't know.
Yeah. You did all right too there, Katie
Jane. It's an internet thing, and I don't know. Whatever.
We did it! Anyway, so...
okay, let's wrap this up. They're tired of us talking.
Yeah. So we'll be back. Well, we're recording this on the Saturday. Hopefully it'll be up tonight. Yeah, definitely it'll be available tomorrow morning. Because sometimes when you put things on the internet, like with the podcasting stuff, it takes like a little bit to update. Mm-hmm. So just because I post it doesn't mean that you'll be able to listen to it right away. It's a very frustrating process there. But that said, it should be available this week or next on all of the platforms. So iTunes, Google Play Music, Overcast, Pocket Casts, all like
check us
everywhere.
Out.
Yes. Wherever you listen to podcasts, we're going to try and get there. Hopefully we'll also make it to Spotify, but we have to post a couple episodes first before they have a weird process of like how they take in their.
Yeah, totally. We'll get there. We got episode 1 under our belts.
Woo.
We'll just keep doing this. And as long as you guys keep listening.
Yeah. So we'll see. We'll check in on you next week. Yeah.
Yeah. Sounds great. We get before Christmas. Oh my God. Christmas. We'll be extra stressed.
Yeah, no shit, eh? All right. All right. We'll see you next week.
Sounds good. Okay, bye, guys.